It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast, it's the nitty not nitty doo dot do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then, you never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck buck, it's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast. Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome. I thought you were going to continue past that.
Nope, I was waiting for you.
All right, well, if you were waiting for me, my name's Kyle.
Can you wait for me?
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the Not Now Podcast.
Welcome. My name's Kyle, and I'm...
That one didn't feel good.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
I'm Lou. I am your teacher today, Kyle. And
Mr. Kyle.
And
Professor Kyle.
Professor has a nicer ring to it. And he is my co-professor.
Teaching assistant. Assistant Bran.
Doctor Assistant Bran.
Doctorate in assistance.
He's assisting with my doctorate.
I have a checklist.
Be warned. You're on it. Wink.
Gross. Yeah. I hope this is a college.
I assume so. Professors don't work at schools normally.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I guess a college is a school.
What a conundrum.
No, I'm a professor.
I'm a professor at the strip club.
I'm a professor, isn't I? Just profess things.
They call it the university.
University.
Sorry, Mom.
Have you got your degree?
Great pay.
It's adult ed.
Unreasonable hours.
Unreasonable hours.
No breaks.
Huge demands on your liver.
On your liver. They're getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I thought the girls didn't drink.
They might. I would have to if I was dancing in front of people.
Yeah, me too, but I don't work there. I would think that's against OSHA, like some kind of OSHA.
To allow your employees to
like
drink.
Maybe like the Pacific OSHA.
Well,
I mean, okay with it. Not the Atlantic OSHA.
Yeah. Or the Antarctic OSHA.
Is there an Antarctic OSHA?
I thought there was.
How many employees do they have?
There's the Indian OSHA.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, today what we're flipping a coin between is my fingers, and it's going to go through the air. But what it's deciding is a completely thing entirely. Entirely, completely different thing. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that sentence.
Doesn't matter.
It rambled on. I'm just going to keep doing those sentences that don't make sense. Okay, ready?
Ready? Are we going to mention the topics?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't mean ready, I'm going to flip it.
Oh, okay. Okay, then, Co.
Okay, so flip now we are the coin that is the side topic we will have.
All right, and one side of this two-sided coin is, firing people.
He still couldn't think of the
other. I know. I keep trying to think of it.
One side is firing people, and the other side is
underwhelming superpowers.
You got it.
I remember.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it like your superpower is nailing things. Bang. I'm a carpenter.
I have a nail gun, actually.
Can't use a hammer.
Yeah, can't use a hammer. Hit myself every time. That's why it's underwhelming.
Couldn't be a cobbler. So
don't let you use nail guns in cobbling.
Probably not. But
it's a fine craft.
Either that or Keeblering.
It's a nail gun for your cookies.
You gotta nail that cookie to the frying pan, to the baking sheet. So this coin is interesting. It says commerce.
Have you
industry? 1921, and then on the other side it says I'll start here. Sorry. Basically Chambers de Commerce de France. Why is there D in between everything?
Of.
Must make sense somewhere. Probably France.
It's probably of.
You don't know anything. It says
Chamber of Commerce of France.
And then it says Bon Pour to Francs. So this
for
coin,
you.
For you, 2 francs. Is that what that means?
No.
For you, 2 francs. How delightful would that be to have on your money, though?
Bon Pour, maybe it's good for?
Maybe. Bonbons. Are those good goods?
Yeah. It's Bon Voyage.
Oh, yeah. Journey good.
Good, good journey.
Yeah, but isn't French backwards?
Not in that sense.
Oh.
Normally, well, it's with the verb, I think.
What's a verb? Anyways, so one side of this coin has two, and I'm really torn, because I think it could be funny if two means you have to fire two people. Or there's usually at least two people involved in a firing. No one just fires themselves.
Yeah.
They resign. somebody should do that.
Somebody should do
not
that.
Not going to say who.
One of you has to resign. Or you both get fired.
I meant in today's world.
Oh.
I'm thinking about an individual.
Oh.
Oh. But I'm not going to say.
Shrimp.
Yes. Man, I love shrimp, though. Maybe prawns. I've never had a prawn. Maybe prawn should resign and just let shrimp take over.
Grapefruit. Grapefruit should resign.
Yeah.
I don't like grapefruit.
No, I'm not a big fan either.
Yeah. I don't even consider it a citrus. I consider it a poison.
Wow, look at this. We got a big old grapefruit here. You better watch out. It's poisonous.
Deadliest citrus known to man.
Get some in your eye, you're done for.
You're done for. One wink will do you.
Quarky, you see that? It just shook.
Just shook.
That's an attack position.
Look, they're dropping on me now.
Damn monkeys, or whatever.
Damn monkeys, or whatever it is that shakes grapefruit fern trees.
I don't even
damn
know.
Damn wind.
I don't even know what climate grapefruits are like native to. Anyways, what? I couldn't think of it off the cuff.
I didn't expect you to. I didn't expect you to say native to.
Yeah, that's where our grapefruit's native.
Yeah.
Hawaii? I don't know. Could be Alaska for all
I'm
I
sure
know.
They thrive in multiple
definitely not Alaska, but it could be. For all
Mexico,
I know.
Florida?
Nope. Maybe Florida, not Mexico. What part of Mexico?
Northern.
Northern Mexico?
Possibly.
I don't know. I would say like maybe Baja California.
Yeah, and Northern Mexico is like right along there.
Yeah, but I don't consider that. That's Baja California. It's not Northern Mexico. Okay. Find a town called Northern Mexico. Show me the grapefruits that are dropping there.
I will. There's probably a Northern Mexico in Maine.
Okay.
Mexico's a pretty big city in Maine.
Well, I think 2 could also be like a very underwhelming superpower. Like it's something to do with the number 2. Like maybe you poop really well.
Maybe Bon Pour. Good for.
Like you're a good... What?
Like an underwhelming superpower is still good for something.
Oh, or like you're good, your superpower is that you're good for 2?
Yeah, good for 2.
Like a, wait. I'm good for 2. All right, can you like help me stack all this stuff? Yep, I can only do it one more time though.
I'm good for 2 and then I'm out.
See you later.
Yeah, that's good. What's the other side of the coin?
So the other side of the coin, I'm glad you asked. Because that was the next segment. The other side of the coin has this, like, Greco nude guy sitting on, like, a marble stump. I don't know. It's not really a chair. A
hunk?
He's a hunk or the... He's
a hunk of marble.
Oh, I'm a hunk laying on a hunk. Sorry.
He's laying on it now?
Well, it's he's sitting on it. And he's looking very apropos.
It's like laying down for your ass.
He's laying down. I'm laying down for that ass. Jesus Christ. All right.
Already.
So he's holding that weird staff that has the dueling snakes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one that symbolizes like healthcare.
Oh.
And he's also leaning on what looks like a disc golf goal. You know the disc golf thing
like
with
the
chains?
Funnel?
No. It's like a rod with chains and a basket.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like leaning on one of those that's turned upside down. And there's either diarrhea spewing from his ass or like some kind of floral arrangement. It's kind of hard to tell.
That sounds like a superpower to poop flowers.
I was going to say that he's definitely going to fire someone. He looks like he's in a position of power.
That's true.
He's laying his ass on some marble, not caring about what comes out. and he's holding a staff and a disc golf basket.
That is okay. That is definitely a position of power. Flower power. And
I poop flowers better than you.
Yeah. So, all right. That's the firing side. And then you're good for two.
It's a superpower.
Yeah. All right. I think that makes enough sense for us to flip it and call it a judgment.
Get ready. Everybody hold on to your scrotum.
Oh, I held on tightly.
Well, now you're going to have to hold on a little bit longer.
Okay.
Girls, if you don't have a scrotum, find one.
Find one. Just check under their nearest bush.
I'm talking to the lady of the friend that we were on a podcast with.
Oh.
It'll be unpleasant for one of you. Maybe both. All right. And we've got good for two. Man, oh, I was really hoping we'd get firing.
I know. I was looking forward to that. Oh, I guess more looking forward to it next season. I thought we were going to divulge that. Oh, is that your superpower?
No, I'm just searing
making. Oh, yeah.
Before we forget.
I already did.
You did?
I already marked them both.
You got to mark the loser, don't you? I do that later.
Yeah, I just do that whenever.
Well, it's in the stats.
It's permanently recorded.
Oh my god. After we complete all the coins, Kyle, we could go back and find every coin that was flipped for every episode and do a redo. Just kidding. That'd be awful.
No.
Get a lot of coins.
I was thinking about getting those like plastic coin holder sleeves and like marking down which side got it.
Sleeves. I thought you meant like for a shirt. It's like, and we'll just like wear them out.
Yeah.
Fill them with coins. Yeah,
fill them with coins. What an underwhelming superpower.
It'd be like coin mail instead of chain mail.
Coin mail. You cannot penetrate my coin mail.
Oh, you hit the plastic part. Ouch.
Oh, that was a small coin.
Wear that when you go to get a flu shot. What is this?
It's my protective layer. Right? Yeah. I dare you. I dare you. Vaccinate me.
Except for that's like the worst defense for a shot, because chainmail is meant for glancing blows.
Yes. With large weapons.
Yeah, not piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah, samurai armor was meant for piercing.
Oh, was it?
Yep. Also glancing blows, but it was layers of leather straps, so it was kind of like absorption power and...
Yeah, to diffuse the blow.
Yeah, and Amish armor was wicker.
Yeah. I don't think the Amish needed armor.
They should have. This armor is made entirely out of butter.
My armor is made out of quilts.
Quilted butter.
Quilted butter. Now that's a quilt I could go for.
You butter start quilting. All right. So we've got superpowers. Underwhelming superpowers, in fact.
So. Yeah, so not just any superpower, ones that are particularly not useful. Key example, talking to fish.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, probably one of the worst. I don't even know what he is. I got to go watch that movie just so that way I know how he got that power. Yeah, was he born that way? Is he some kind of god?
I think he was from, no, I think, I don't know if he
is. Is he like one of Poseidon's shits?
I think he was like from Atlantis or something.
He was?
Could be.
The Atlantis Ocean.
Yeah. Nobody even knows his origin story.
He one day, his legs got engulfed with seaweed, and he was like, "Oh, I can talk to fish.
My only way out of drowning is to talk to fish, so I gotta try." Nobody's ever tried before.
He was an over-enthusiastic biological diver, sea biologist, or oceanographer. I don't know what you call him. And one day...
Marine biologist.
When diving in the lakes of Chernobyl... irradiated.
Looking for the whales in Chernobyl.
I didn't say it's a marine biologist. He could study like algae.
Kelp.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter. He's an oceanographer, marine biologist. Thank you. That's why it takes two.
Good for two.
Yep. And And now he talks to sushi.
Yeah.
And mourns it. You probably appreciate sushi. I love sushi.
All right. Do you want to do like top five underwhelming superpowers we should have?
Like real superpowers that we think are underwhelming? Because I think that could be an interesting top five. Because I think off the cuff, I could probably think of 20 underwhelming
superpowers. So beyond human ability. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. But like,
okay.
And I mean, are we thinking about real superpowers as far as superheroes, like abilities that we think are kind of useless?
No. Well, all right.
I feel like that would be easier to do a top five with. Okay. Because I think we could think of a lot
that are useless.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I could just right now say my super underwhelming superpower is to know when toast is done without setting a timer.
Yeah. Without setting a timer. Nobody sets a timer for their toast. It just pops.
I mean, a surprisingly useful superpower would be the ability to soften butter or cream cheese if you're a baker, like immediately. Yeah. Because it is a bitch and a half to wait for butter or cream cheese to soften. They call me
room temperature man. I have the power to make things room temperature.
Oh, there's too much ice in my drink. You're welcome.
Let me work some magic. Oh, this is too hot. Any better?
That would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah, right?
Surprisingly, a burning building.
I would use that much more than super strength.
I don't know. I mean, super strength?
Yeah. Like, when in your daily routine do you need to be super strong?
Well, never.
The world is built around people being average strength.
The first thing I would do, Kyle, is move all the cars out of the driveway and clap really hard and send all the snow out of my driveway.
Yeah, and also probably damage an immense portion of your property.
Who cares? It's dirt.
Oh, what about...
I'll use my super strength to fix it.
You're super strong. Now you have to gauge all of your strength back to barely doing anything whenever somebody wants to, like, high five or shake hands or you're trying to put your pants together.
I kind of thought that was, like, automatically learned.
I don't think so, man.
Because, I mean, if you think about it this way, so if you go to college or whatever, right, and you learn how to do crazy math, it doesn't mean it's super hard for you to do simple addition, right? Like...
But the point is, you suddenly get
the power. It has to be sudden?
Well, I mean, I guess you can be born with super strength. There's still an adjustment period.
Yeah, but when you're a baby, so your super strength is like man strength.
Okay,
and you're a baby. Like, pulling hair, you're just
you kill your parents and destroy your entire house.
You are getting dark. Stop.
I'm just saying, like, if you're super strong and you're a baby, no, you pull on somebody's normal hair. Strength,
and then as you grow, you develop these abilities, but slowly over time.
So you're suddenly a little bit stronger, and then a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
So you're a weightlifter.
Yes. This is underwhelming, Kyle.
That's true. Well, super strength is above average strength. So
I can open the world's strong person. Toughest pickle jar.
Okay. I think room
changing a tire is nothing for me.
I meant emotional strength.
That'd be pretty good. I'm here for you.
I'm here for you. I am the Rock.
Johnston. No relation.
Spain the Rock Johnston.
That's your underwhelming superpower? What are we talking about again?
Room temperature. Yeah.
Yeah, but are we talking about... I think it would be fun to talk about the most underwhelming actual superhero powers.
Oh, like ones that are actually ones?
I feel like that'd be easier to do a top five with, or a top three.
I'd have to give out... or give a shout out to the one from another podcast.
You can't do that, Kyle. You gotta stop shouting out other podcasts.
But it's the same one I've already shouted out. It's just...
Well, you gotta stop.
All right.
If they're not... providing us with monetary value, or at least
I mean coins. I can't think of a whole bunch of superheroes that have like really underwhelming powers. Can you?
Wonder Woman's invisible jet.
Oh, that's just a thing.
I know, but that's what the superhero does, and it's underwhelming. It's stupid.
She has other powers.
We just talked about Aquaman. We talked about Green Lantern.
All right, let's just do them quick.
All right, top three.
Yeah,
or just do.
We'll just do some.
Yeah, just because I feel like if we're thinking about ones. Or did you want to do it that way? Because we could think about ones and then dissect how they actually are useful and, like, not.
Yeah.
I mean, we just realized how making things room temperature could be really beneficial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more fun than dissecting.
Like, average everyday life superpowers that nobody's going to go after you for.
Yeah. And also not really that helpful or that super.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, I mean, I guess if you think about it, you could just wait for something to come. Come to room temperature, like put your hands around it to warm it up or blow on it to cool it down.
Yeah, but that takes too long. This is like rapid. So when you're a baby, you warm your own milk. Or no, you cool it down. I don't know. You haven't had control of your powers yet.
The ability to satisfy any itch with scratching it.
Probably be, what? doesn't everybody have that ability?
Yeah, but to find that specific itch. And sometimes itches go on longer.
Like it moves? Like everybody?
Yeah. But you just satisfy it immediately.
So are you like a masseuse?
I don't know. I guess itchy isn't really that much of a problem.
Nope. I would say like the ability to control.
Although you are immune to poison ivy, so.
Well, what about the ability to control hair and nail growth?
I was kind of thinking about that.
Yeah, like you never grow hair longer than you want it, or your nails never grow out further than you want them.
That would be pretty useful, considering that.
How much razors cost?
Yeah. And like
barber visits.
How weird it is whenever you look down and you're like, oh shit, my nails are really long. Just like recede them.
Yeah, you're just like, oh.
It's always like when
you're I don't know what kind of sound that'd make. It'd probably be painful.
Yeah, and then they're like, or like if you try to trim it or something and it's like way too fucking short and you're forever like,
ow.
Yeah, like ow until it grows back out.
Which is, it always seems like it takes forever, but it's literally like a day.
Yeah.
You're always like, I trimmed this too close. Ow. Ow. This sucks. Why did I ever do this? I'm never trimming my nails again. And then the next day you're like, ah, blah, 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 blah. Hey, my finger doesn't hurt anymore.
Or like for me, I'm terrible with remembering to trim my toenails.
Yep.
It's always until I put on a sock and I start like catching myself on it. I'm like, oh, time to do that.
I never understood nail filing. I've never filed my nails.
No.
It sounds like.
Like what do you do? File of it, them under N?
Or T for toe or F for finger.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Although you're keeping a bunch of nail trimmings around, I don't really know. These are fingernails. These are toenails.
Oh, these are shingle nails.
And this one is P for pinky.
These are driver nails. These ones are.
These ones are thumbtacks. But yeah, I mean, that would be a useful ability.
Filing nails. Yeah, controlling hair and nail growth.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a caveat where you also have to control skin growth. Like, you know how your skin, like, recycles and flakes off and, like, new layer grows? Would you have to control all of that? Because
hair is skin cells.
Yeah.
Well, not skin cells, but they are cells.
Yeah. That'd be a pain in the ass.
I mean, you guess you have the rest of your body hair.
I mean, it would be also cool because you, like, burn yourself and you're like, ah, fixed.
Yeah, but that would be super useful.
Yeah, it would. But not super overwhelming.
Although I guess if you're trying to lead an average life, not really super useful. I don't get injured a whole lot
because you're cautious. Think of all the caution you could throw into the wind. It could just trim your nails as short as you want.
Think about all the time I could lay out in the sun and not care.
Okay.
Think about how warm I could be with arm hair 30 inches long.
I want a beard. Good thing I'm going to this pirate costume party.
Yeah, it's real. Tug.
Ow.
See? All right. I guess an underwhelming superpower for me would... Ooh. Like, maybe just like a really good internal clock.
Like, always know.
Yeah.
Like, just, even while you're sleeping, like, wake up without an alarm clock.
Yeah. I mean, I can somewhat do that. Like, if I tell myself I want to wake up around a certain time, it can kind of, like, as long as I remember that's when I want to wake up, I'll be up at that time.
That happens accidentally when I'm, like, trying to sleep in on the weekends. And yeah. I wake up at the same time and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, but I mean, there's times where I'm, like, running late and just, like, not paying attention or something. You know, just being able to know exactly what time it is.
Time flies when you're running late.
Or, like, I guess you can always know what time it is exactly. So
that's super underwhelming.
Yeah, but having it internally, I mean, what if you get lost in the wilderness?
That's true. You could bake without a timer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just, like...
Set your internal clock for 10 minutes from now.
You could turn off the ETA on your GPS.
Although, maybe it'd be like one of those like terrible gifts because you know how like slow it is when you're in a waiting room and you can see a clock?
Oh, you always know like every
second. Yeah, you're like,
time never
flies. How long has it been now? 30 seconds. How long has it been now? Another 30 seconds.
What if the caveat is that you know time in all like time zones? You have to harness that.
Yeah, hone your ability.
That'd be funny. Instead of like the 5 clocks in a business room, you're just sitting there like shouting out the different times.
You kind of shout it like that's the best your superpower. Just every time you think to yourself, I wonder how long it's been. 5 minutes!
Oh, man, that's funny.
7:32!
Oh, the other, so another superpower I was going to say, or my underwhelming superpower, would be the ability of, like, controlling digestion. Mm. So, like, if you're trying to, like, you know you're not going to eat for a while or something like that, or you're trying to, like, watch your weight, you can slow your digestion so that way you feel full for longer. Or if you feel uncomfortably full because you ate too much, you can rush it.
Yeah.
And just be like, fuck that nutrients.
Yeah.
I gotta shit.
Go time. Digest. Well, your metabolic rate is like supposedly like the key to aging and stuff too, right?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. That's just something I thought I heard somewhere.
Like if you have a slow one, it you could age
be,
less?
It could be fringe science.
Well, I think that your metabolic rate is influenced by your age.
Ah, that's probably true too.
But I don't know if you can influence your age by your metabolic. I mean, I don't time think passes. You have much
control over
I mean, it, we right. all know that time doesn't exist. So it's pretty much.
Fuck.
Oh.
Oh. See, now you're unhinged.
I'm from time.
Yeah, you've cut yourself loose. I guess
the ability to control time.
Yeah. How useful is that?
It doesn't exist. So
God damn you.
Pretty useless. Underwhelming.
Maybe like the ability to avoid slight injury.
like bumps and bruises.
Like
but not like broken bones.
Yeah.
Never get a splinter again.
Yeah, like never stub your toe.
Well, that'd probably be useful. I mean, if you think about infections, it's literally just bacteria touching, like, a part of your, like, your nasal cavity or something like that. That's how you get an infection, a sinus infection.
Yeah.
So, like, if you could prevent that, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Cut yourself in the wilderness? Nope.
Nope.
No problem here.
Yeah.
Minor injury.
Think of all the diphtheria you'll avoid. Yeah,
it leads to a big problem.
Or gangrene.
You could just sit there eating raw chicken all day.
Yeah, but then again, think about how many people in like a modern day world die of gangrene or like diphtheria.
I don't know any.
Yeah, I don't know any.
But you could avoid that altogether.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, shit, I had this one. I was thinking about it. Then I forgot it. The ability to... Crap. It wasn't crap, but... All right, your turn.
You go. Okay, I got one lined up.
Yep.
The ability to be comfortable in any situation.
Like emotionally?
No.
Or like temperature?
Physically comfortable.
Oh, like, oh, I'm relaxed.
Yeah, temperature-wise,
Would
too.
That be bad because, like, you'll never know what relaxation feels like because you've never experienced unrelaxation?
So you think you'd just take it for granted?
Yeah.
No, because I think comfort defines that you're comforted, like, or, like, you're comfortable. I think it could be bad because you're, like... Okay, say you're in, like, a really bad position for your posture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, and feeling comfortable that way could definitely lead to, like permanent damage or, like, hernias or something like that. And you're just unaware of it because you're comfortable.
Oh, I got one. This isn't the one I was thinking of. I think that's a good one. But that also is, like, a disease.
Yeah, that's like, true.
People who can't feel pain threshold.
But I don't know if they're comfortable. I would want to feel comfortable.
I think they're numb.
Yeah.
The ability to prevent lactic acid buildup in your muscles.
Oh, so you can just, like, continue to... Well, don't runners have that? Like, long-distance runners have, like, some ability to that?
Well, yeah, but it's not a super ability. So, like, they require like, massages afterwards and stuff to, like, reduce the buildup of lactic acid, but it still is there. So you can just flush your system of it, which means not that you can do stuff forever, but you'll never have sore muscles after a workout.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if there's any beneficial part to that. Maybe it prevents you from overworking your muscles.
Yeah, probably. Because it can be very strenuous.
We could be playing God here.
Yeah. I guess the... no. I keep saying things that already exist. And I just
that's the one I was going to say. The ability to smell really good.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that.
Not that you always smell good, like your BO smells like perfume, but you can smell things well.
Yeah, like a refined palate for your nose.
Yeah, like in Ratatouille when he can smell rat poison.
Yeah.
That, but for humans. I can smell rat poison. Great.
Great. Yeah, I have a mouse problem. Thanks for announcing it.
Be a human bomb detector. Our human canine unit.
Yeah.
This is Bob.
Are you? Yeah. Yeah. I have to do that to enhance my smell. That's the key. Breathe through your mouth and then suddenly everything smells different.
You know, Bob's my best friend. Not only does he help, you know, rid the world of drugs and people abusing them, but he also gets to come home with me at the end of the day and we play fetch.
Did you know
drink a wait, beer.
What is it? Like, dogs can smell if you're diabetic?
I also saw this guy doing studies to see if dogs could actually use scent to discover cancer cells. I don't know if I trust a dog with that. I mean,
yeah.
I'd rather just pump myself full of irradiation and be like, scan me.
I still think that's going to be, like, compared to bloodletting.
Yeah, like it's hard. I mean, how well trained is that dog?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it licking its ass a second ago.
Yeah.
Maybe it could help. I don't know. I'll try it. Try anything once.
If you can smell things that good, why are you licking your ass? Don't you know that smells bad?
You know, dogs don't actually lick their ass. They probably would if they
lick
could.
Their junk, at least.
I don't know if they can reach it. If they could, they probably would.
They probably
could. I'm just saying. It's like licking your elbow. If humans could, they'd be doing it all the time. Just to prove they could.
But you can't lick your elbow. What, you mean like everyone?
Yeah, then you're always trying it. Can I do it yet? Nope, not flexible enough. I'm sure a baby could. Maybe. Hard to convey that to a baby. Lick your elbow.
Can somebody who's double jointed do that?
Yeah, I think it's... So what it involves is like having a double joint in your elbow, and your, not your elbow, in your shoulder. Because I know there's people who have done it. But I mean, I feel like if I ever had a baby, I'd be like training it from day one. Like, lick your elbow. You can do this.
You can do
it. I am daddy. Lick your elbow. Come on.
Come on. You can do it.
I need this for Instagram.
Next, file your nails correctly.
Smell good.
Smell good.
Stop making these poops.
Oh, man. Maybe superpower is find the beauty in everything.
Oh, that's so funny that you said that, because I was just thinking enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Like
general enthusiasm. Feel good about everything and enthusiasm. I mean, I know people like that. They're probably horribly tortured on the inside, but they're just projecting enthusiasm and general, like, love.
Yeah, but the ability...
Like Bob Ross.
Yeah.
And Stephen Hawking. May he rest in peace.
Yes. Moment of silence. Okay. I guess another superpower, like an underwhelming superpower. I don't know. I'm gonna. Do you want to like do something else?
Like what?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have anything lined up?
I don't have anything lined up, do you?
No. All right, so you want to do introducing, like, superpowers? You remember Whose Line Is It Anyway when they're like, this is what's-his-name, man, and we just, like, introduce each other, like, and we have to play that persona?
Don't really remember, but sure.
Okay, so I'll give you a persona, and you have to arrive on the scene, like, something like that. So, oh my god, look, that truck's spinning out of control. I hope we can find Adhesive Man in time.
Fear not, citizen. I am here. Adhesive Man.
Oh my god,
Adhesive Man. I adhere to a strict code of justice, and I will stick around, unlike those other superheroes. Just you wait. Eventually, you'll find that I have stuck to
the car's spinning into a gas station.
Oh my goodness. If only I weren't stuck to this exact spot.
And then you introduce a sidekick though.
Oh. If only somebody could help me. Rollerblading Kick Lad.
Hey, it's me, Rollerblading Kick Lad. What seems to be the problem, Adhiso?
I am stuck at this exact spot, and I need to stop this truck that's spinning out of control.
Holy spinning ball bearings! Well, let me just fly down there and see what I can do. Go. Looks like we need your adhesive.
I got it. I'll just put some adhesive onto your rollerblades.
Got it.
And then you can rollerblade and stop the truck.
All right, here I go.
Oh, have you gotten stuck as well?
I've gotten stuck. I think it's time that we get Elastaban Broad.
Elastaban Broad here to help.
Oh, Elastaban Broad, thank God you're here. We need you to stop the speeding car into a gas station, and adhesive man and myself are stuck here.
Very stuck at the moment. Well, I will free you with my Elastaban powers. Just here, you grab onto me.
Gotcha. Right, yeah.
All right. And now I'm going to wrap around this pole.
Okay.
With 30 more Elastabans.
Okay.
Okay.
How long's that going to take?
That's going to take at least a minute. I got to string them all together. And they weren't
put that together. Truck is moving pretty quick. We might want to call someone else.
All right. I'm going to call in a time control boy.
Hey, it's me, time control boy. Time control of the world. It doesn't exist, but I control it.
Time control boy, what are you doing wasting time?
Oh, singing my theme song, sorry.
All right, okay. Elastaban.
Now, hurry up, I don't have time for this.
Okay, hurry up.
Just kidding, that's a joke I tell everyone. You rewind 5 seconds.
All right. Elastaban. No, wait, I'm Elastaban. Time control boy, I'm so glad you're here. You gotta help me get more time so I can string these together and free Adhesive Man and Rollerblading Kick Lad.
I got a better one for you. Okay. Why don't I slow down the time of the car?
Okay, do that.
All right, see you later. By the way, time doesn't exist. It's careening just as fast.
Jesus Christ.
But before I leave, I'm going to call Solvent Man.
Okay, Solvent Man. He can help.
Yeah, he'll probably like undo the adhesive and stuff. I mean, it makes sense. Like, you guys are all stuck here. Hey, Solvent Man.
I am Solvent Man, master of darkness and solvents.
Thank God you're here, Solvent Man. My rollerblades are stuck to the concrete. If you could just undo all of this solve it. I don't know what your name actually means. Are you going to solve the problem or a solvent?
I am going to solve it. Take your feet out of those rollerblades.
Oh, but I can't catch that careening car now that I'm free. Thank you. But you're going to solve the crisis.
Here are a new set of rollerblades.
Oh, thank you, Solvent Man. Solvent Man.
Solvent Man.
Okay, I'm going to go down to that. Okay. Yeah, it's still going pretty fast. We need you, Adhesive Man.
Here you go, Roller Skating Click Lad. Give me your hat that you'd probably have.
Here you go.
All right. There you go.
Oh, it's
full of adhesive.
You.
Skate back down.
Okay, here I go.
Now kick it. Kick it into high gear.
It's done. You saved it. Thank you, Solvent Man. Solvent it.
I was here too. Elastaban Broad.
Yeah, thanks for the bracelet.
Spring back into something else.
Looks like our work here is done, Roller Skating Kick Lad.
Yeah, thanks to that time guy.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Really sad we had to call on him. But, I kind of wish Solvent Man had unadhered me or figured out a way for me to get out of this situation.
Or been a solvent, like an alcohol beast.
That's it. Rollerblading Kick Lad, go to the liquor store.
We're
going to celebrate.
Gin or vermouth?
Let's call the bartender.
Hey, bartender here.
Bartender.
Yeah.
Gin or vermouth?
Well, you can use both of those to make a nice cocktail.
Ooh. You've done it. All right, is that the scene?
Yeah. I like the solve it and solvent.
Solve it, man.
Solvent or solve it?
Sullivan?
Sullivan, man. I'm going to unleash a horde of Sullivans.
I am Ned Sullivan.
I can do your taxes.
I can do your taxes.
I don't know why you called on me.
You just had to call Time Guy.
Oh, underwhelming.
You set me up for that one, though.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
By the way, it doesn't exist, so whatever.
I'm lord of it because it doesn't exist. Once you don't believe in it, you free yourself of it. What a great super underwhelming superpower, though. The ability to understand any form.
What?
The ability to understand any form.
No, I heard you. I just mean, like, by what? What?
It would be a great underwhelming superpower.
Any form?
Yeah, form.
Like, that is praise to the mountain, like yoga teacher?
No, like, like you need to file subsection B under hands.
I thought you meant, like, I thought you were hinting back towards Solve It Man, which was, like, you can clearly think out any situation.
Yeah. Apply logic to... Well, I guess... I mean, some situations probably don't have a solution.
Every situation has a solution.
It's just always the best outcome.
Yeah, well, I was going to say every situation has a solution. It just always isn't resolved in the manner that you want it done.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's holding all these people hostage. Well, let him go. What? Don't you think we should save them? I mean, 50-50. Yeah. Just let him kill him.
Do your best.
Whatever.
Encouragement, man.
You go, you got it.
It's like Gene
Simmons or like, yeah, cheerleader. I don't know. Wait, Gene Simmons
in a cheerleader outfit?
No, Gene Simmons.
Richard Simmons is the one you meant.
No, Richard Simmons
is the exercise guy.
Yeah, Gene Simmons is the kiss guy. I mean, both of them were hype men.
Yeah, so. Yeah, really knew how to get a crowd going.
They did, just like
Detroit Bike City.
What?
Huh? Oh, Detroit Rock City is a kiss sound.
For whatever reason.
And then bicycling is an activity.
For whatever reason, I've heard in my brain a different collection of syllables than you said. And I thought you said Detroit Dyke City. I was like, what?
That is not even related to either of them.
Nope, but that's what I heard. The mishearing man. Making comical situations. That's pretty much my superpower.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to wrap this up with our Bo. Own? Oh, Bo. With a bow. Put a bow on it?
Yeah. Wrap it up with our own what?
Our own underwhelming superpowers?
Yes. What's yours? You go first. I don't know how we're going to do
that.
You thought of it. You make it.
I have the ability...
Placing the blame, man. That's my job.
Yeah, that's my job. I don't know. Yeah. The ability to seclude myself.
Yeah. To what?
To seclude myself. Oh.
I thought you were going to say, like, to say sorry even when it isn't called for.
Yeah, that's like, definitely an ability I have.
You're at dinner with someone, and they're just like, oh, this steak is undercooked, and you're like, I'm sorry. And they're like, yeah. You didn't cook it, and I'm like, I know.
Yeah, do you do that too?
Yes.
Yeah, why? Like, you're just
We call apathetic. Ourselves the apologists.
Yeah, we're just apathetic towards them, or not apathetic, sympathetic.
Somebody really hates something that's going on in the government, and I'm just like, I'm sorry. And they're like, why, did you vote for them? I'm like, no.
Well, why are you sorry?
I don't know. I feel bad because you feel bad.
Yeah. Man.
Sympathetic man. You're right.
Yeah.
Very different from synthetic man. But I only sleep on the finest polyesters. Yeah.
The fino pup. Go.
I am the mishearing man. Every time, at least 10 times a day, I will mishear something phonetically and think someone said something either raunchy or outrageous and laugh hysterically. And everybody looks around like, what's the joke? Yeah. And I have to explain it.
I am the wishful thinking lad. I have the ability to hope for the best, even though I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I also am wishful thinking. I'll get an email that's like, wow, I can't believe that. That sucks. And I'm like... Maybe they're good. They're like, hey, I can't believe that. Man, that sucks.
Man, that sucks.
Like, wow, I'm totally in your boat.
I feel like I'm also like, brush it off, dude.
No, yeah. Well, I prefer let it slide.
Yeah, let it slide guy.
Yeah. Pretty much anything that gets controversial or like should upset me, I'm like, I'm basically... Crisco. Yeah. Doesn't stick to me, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Water slick boy.
You know, at the end of the day, I go to sleep and my world's fine again. So,
yeah.
Whatever.
I have all the basic necessities afforded to me. Look, and I'm happy as an individual. There's no reason for me to feel upset about this small thing.
Yeah, I'm that like annoying nice guy too, who's like, someone's complaining about their problems and how terrible life is. I'm like, you know what was great? I woke up this morning and I had a bed. Yeah. And they're like, stop being so goddamn optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, did yeah. you wake up in a bed?
Or like,
yeah. Did you have breakfast? Yeah. Are you like contemplating not getting the doctor treatment that you need because you had breakfast? No. Well, then you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
You're surviving.
You're surviving. You're doing well.
I think people set the bar too high sometimes. You just got to lower that bar. When someone calls you a piece of shit when you're at the gas station and you took the squeegee to wipe your windshield and you just kind of like do it as quick as you can and give it to them, you don't really hold on to that grudge.
Yeah.
Because you know that they just don't have a low bar like you.
Or you channel your mishearing man powers and say, they just said this pizza's shit.
Yeah. Man, it is.
Yeah. Gas station pizza? No bueno pizza.
But, you know, my bar is so low, it's pretty good.
My bar was so low, as in there's nothing holding it up.
My bar is ground level.
Yeah, I just have to fall over it, really.
I mean, I think the beauty of it is you don't expect anything from anyone.
Yeah.
Like, if people are assholes, you're just like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. I say, oh, they're probably having a bad day.
And when people are nice, I'm like, wow, that was amazing. This guy actually said, thanks for shopping with us. That's incredible. That what customer service.
Yeah. You know what I can't get used to is like the nobody saying like have a nice day. Oh, nobody saying have a nice day.
I always say have a nice day to people before they get a chance to spit it out to me.
Yeah.
Like when I'm at Dunkin' Donuts ordering my coffee, there is like, here's your coffee, here's your bottle of water, and I'm like, thanks, have a great day. And they're like, oh yeah, you too.
Sometimes I'll turn around to like put my my coffee in my cup holder, and the window will close, and I'll reach out and I'll open it back up and I'll say, have a nice day, just so they know.
It's probably good that you don't go there every day.
Yeah. That's why they remember me. There's that lunatic who tried to climb in the window to tell me to have a nice day.
Yeah, but every time I go there, they look nervous, like I'm going to reach for the window and now I'm going to lie. Like, here's that guy again in a different car with a different haircut.
Yeah. He has the power to grow his hair and nails. We know he's not deceiving us.
He has two cars just to taunt us.
He's a family man. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to our underwhelming superhero power episode. And we hope that you are underwhelmed by your lack of superpowers.
The ability to melt cheese.
The concentration of gas. I don't know. The ability to know when solid objects are near.
The ability to know the temperature in the room. You're a thermometer.
The ability to know how much something will hurt if you punch it.
The ability to know the equivalent watts of the output of any bulb in any given room. Yeah. Talk about the ultimate useless skill.
Not if you're a photographer.
I thought you were thinking electrician.
No, I guess you could go with lumens or like foot candles and stuff like that.
Foot candles. You and your goddamn foot candles. Listen, I don't want to burn five toes at once. Okay.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Not Now Podcast.
We'd also like to thank our sponsors, beginning with the K Sounds, Costco,
Kojak,
Kmart,
Coop Dog,
and Costco.
And if you like this podcast, you can listen to it on your favorite podcasting device or app. You can also leave us a rating review if you like the show. If you don't like the show, you can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Any mail is well invited.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you hate the show, if you hate everything about it, please just email us.
Feedback is necessary.
Exactly.
Oh,
not necessary, but approved upon.
Yeah,
we want it.
Also, for season 4, we were definitely hoping to get some sort of emails. We're hoping to read them live during season 5, which I guess isn't really live for an email, But if you want to send us an email, we will read it on air season 5.
Yes, please send us an email. We'll read it. And if you don't get read, just know that you weren't good enough.
Yeah, tough titties.